Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Mem Beis, and today's topic will be Pas Haba'a B'Kisnin, which is the topic here at the top of Amud Aleph. Discussions of this type of bread, we'll put that in quotes, that doesn't have all the halachas of bread. Gemara tells us a couple of stories relating to Pas Haba'a B'Kisnin, which is the background for what we'll talk about, matzah and pizza and crackers and cakes and a couple of other items that are on our list. As we've spoken about in the past, but hopefully add some other ideas. So the Gemara tells us on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Huna achal tlesa rifti b'nei tlasa tlasa b'kava. He ate a lot of 13 rifti. Rifti usually is translated as bread. Rashi says, mipas haba b'kisnin, and what happens? V'lo birich acharav. He didn't bench. He didn't say birchas amazon after he ate this bread. Amalei Rav Nachman adi kafna. Why not? You ate this because you were hungry. You filled yourself with this. Why wouldn't you bench? Ella kol she'achirim koven alav suda tzorach lavarich. If this is an amount that people are koveya suda on, they have a meal, so then you have to make a bracha. You have to bench. First story. Rav Yehuda haviyasek lelebrei bei Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was once involved in marrying off his son to the daughter of Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Asla kamaya basva b'kisnin. They brought Pasva B'Kisnin at the wedding. Kiyasa Shaminu Dakam Avarchi Hamotzi. He saw they were making Hamotzi on this bread. Omer Luhu, my tzitzi tzitzi to Kashamana. What's this Hamotzi that I hear? Are they saying Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz? Kam Avarchisu Amri Le'in. They said yes. Because Rabbi Muna says, Pas above a kisnin, literally bread that comes in pockets, Mavarchin Allah, Allah Hamotzi. And Shmuel says, Allah is like Rabbi Muna. Omer Luhu said to them, Allah is not like Rabbi Muna. I am relay v'hamar u'da amar, but didn't you say in the name of Shmuel? Lachmaniot ma'arvin bahen u'mavarchan aleihem otzi. You have these little breads, lachmanios, as we call them. You could use them for an eruv, and you make hamotzi on them. So why wouldn't you say hamotzi? And last line, shiny hasam dekava sudasa alayhu. There again, you would say hamotzi if you have a kfiya suda. If you make it into a meal. Aval hecha de lo kava sudasa alayulo. But if not, then you would not make it, you would not say hamotzi on it. This is the sugya, a couple of these stories where Pas Haba'a B'Kisnin is mentioned, and kfiya suda obviously plays a role. So what are we exactly are we talking about? So this is an important ha'ara of the Beis Yosef. The doughs that we are talking about are all chayiv and chala, meaning they're all called lechem in halacha. The unique area of which bracha one makes, mizonos or hamotzi, that's a specific Hilchas Brachos area. But outside of Hilchas Brachos, this is called lechem. Beis Yosef points that out in Simin Kuf Samaches, where our Gemara is quoted. And then the Beis Yosef quotes, let's say you have a dough that's kneaded with meperos, with fruit juices instead of water. We'll get back to that. You don't make a motzi on it. If you didn't have kfiya sud on it. Hilkach, al karchach, lomar, de la b'midi dimikri lechem talya milsa. Our Gemara, what we're going to talk about, it's not about halacha, what's called lechem for other areas of halacha. Avalo kavu chachamim levarech hamotzi v'shalosh brachos afilu b'kizayis ela b'lechem shederach b'nei adam l'kvo alav. Remember we had earlier in brachos daf chaf mabeis, ra'weli mida raisa, we only have to bench if we are satiated. But we are machmer on ourselves. And where we bench even on a kizayis, even on a kibetza. The malachim were wondering, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you show favoritism to the Jews? And Hashem responds, because they show favoritism to me. They go above and beyond. They bench even on a kezayis and even a kebetza. But that din derabanan, that we bench even on a kezayis, even on a kebetza, is only when, if one is eating this pas haba'a b'kisnin, a type of snack bread, as we'll call it, if one is koveya suda on it. If there's some type of spice or meperos mixed in, as we'll talk about soon, so again, the Beis Yosef points out that the definition of lechem is not changing here. This is lechem for challah. This is lechem for hilchas eruvin. This is lechem for hilchas, the shear for tzaras. How long you have to be in a house of tzaras, but only for hilchas brachos. For Hilchas Brachos, it is different. That's what the Imek Bracha also, where Parmanchik talks about, and he has one piece on Din Lechem Le'inyin Bracha, And he says again, Leini berachas hamazon bein in dafka lechem. L'chora din lechem yuchal gabi berachas hamazon, ala kol midi dikri lechem. So he says, v'adam arvichin ala mizonos, lav mishum to lo ikri lechem. It's not because it's not called lechem, because as we know in Meseches Challah, it is called lechem. Ela ikir taima mishum de lo kavu chachamim lavarech hamotzi uberachas hamazon ala balechem shederach likvall of suda. Birchas hamazon hamotzi is only on a type of lechem, a type of bread that I normally am koveya su'uda on. I usually create a meal for it. Mashekin bahani, and these are not usually used for the staple for the meal, and therefore one wouldn't make a hamotzi and the birchas hamazon on them. So what exactly is this, and how do we define pasul bakista? So there are two major opinions. Two major issues that are brought up. Number one, do you go by each and every person, or do you go by whatever each person does? You know, if one person is koveya suda on something unusual, would he have to bench for that and say amotzi or not? That's a machlokas rishonim. There is a day in the rishonim, the Ravid, that it goes by each and every yachid. Each and every yachid. It's quoted in the Rosh, it's quoted in the Rashba, by Ravid Kasav. Vim haya koveya alav afilu mashehu, mevarech alav betchila hamotzi lebasov shalosh brachos. We do not paskin that way. We paskin like the Rosh, we paskin like the Rashba, that you go by what most people do. What most people do, bat ledaito by a yachid. V'kasav Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, says the Rosh. The imachirim einam kovin afilu kishehu koveya einam avarech. The basar rov azlinan ubat ladaito etzel kol adam. You go by, this is about the amount of food, and maybe even the type of food that one uses, but here it's talking about specifically the amount. If somebody eats the amount of food that somebody is usually koveya suda on, so then one has to make a bracha of hamotzi and birchas hamazon. But if you only eat a little bit, v'lo achil ela ma'at, says the Rashba, mavarech alein, mein shalosh, you make an al hamichya. V'im achal kishir, again, this issue is about the amount. Kishir shachem kon alav suda, even let's say I didn't have in mind to eat so much, but then I did, then I have to bench anyway. Doesn't go by, oh, you only have to bench if one washed to make hamotzi. If it ends up that I ate a su'uda, so then one has to say berachas hamazon. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rov Rishonim, like the Rashba and the Rosh, Kuf Samaches Sif Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch, Pas Haba B'Kisnin, Mevarech Alav B'Remenei Mizonos, L'Achra Baruch Achas Mein Shalosh. Well, again, we didn't define that yet. But V'im Achal Mimenu, if somebody eats from this Pas Haba B'Kisnin, an amount, Shir Shachirim Regilun Lekvoa Alav, an amount that most people are Kovei Sud on that. Avo Bishlo Sava Mimenu, Shulah Sava Mimenu, Barchalav Hamotzi, Ubirchas Hamazon. So that is the, we paskin like Rov Rishonim. It is an important Ha'ara that the Mishnah Berurah quotes and others, that it combines with other food. If I have a little bit of Pasul HaBakisnin and a lot of other food that combines with it, let's say, I say a cracker is possible b'kistin. We didn't get to that yet. But let's say a cracker is possible b'kistin. And I don't have enough of a cracker, but I eat a lot. I eat a lot of other food to combine with it, so then that could turn into a meal. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Chav Dalid, V'yamachlo im basar o dvarim acherim shemalaftim bo'apas. If I eat it with meat or other items, sagi kish ochel shir, shachir megilin l'spoha meymenu, kish ochelim gamkein in dvarim acherim. You go by how much people eat when they eat it with other foods, right? Just because I only had a little bit of the pasul habakisnin, that doesn't help me in terms of only making a mezonos. Rav Moshe Feinstein also says this in the context of his tshuva of leaving weddings early, right? The problem, Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Aleph Simin Nun Vav, where he writes, B'dvar elu she'en yecholun l'chakos b'suda sa'chupa ad achar she'ivarchu berchas hamazon v'shever brachas. Right, those who can't wait until after the wedding, right, it's till very late at night. Im yesh eitza, what should they do? Is there any way that they could act in a way that they don't have to stay for shever brachas? And not to put themselves in a situation where they were chayiv in zimun in the shever brachas, and therefore have to wait. So Rav Moshe says, trying to figure out the possibilities. And first he lays out the problem, as we are all familiar. Davar she'ef shalakama anashim l'chakos aracha gemara suda she'nimshach lefamim maracha chatzos halayla kishtayim v'shalosh os v'ashiyavu l'beisam od yoser mishah to get up for work the next day. Okay, make your own zimun with sheva brachas. Nah, it's not going to happen. First of all, people are going to feel funny doing it. Number two, no, you're not going to find it. Lo yimsu mishi is dakik lohem. V'gam bale chupa hakosin v'kali ekpidu. They don't want sheva brachas before sheva brachas. The family. V'zorach levakish eight savuram. So what do you do? So he says, and what the questioner asked. Oh, don't be kovei suuda. Don't wash. Don't wash. Or maybe, right, have crackers, have other things. That's if you don't eat anything. But if I don't eat bread, but I'm going to have pasabab kisses along with fish and all the other appetizers and all the other food. It's not going to help you. And therefore Moshe says that's not the problem. That's not an option. So Moshe says you have to have kavana at the beginning. When you wash, originally you have to have kavana that you're not going to even starve. Because you're going to want to leave early. That's Ramosha's allowance. But again, that's clear. Ramosha holds, and the Mishnah Berurah holds, that the shear includes all the other foods. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this. Fascinating. You think, what did smorgasbords look like 100 years ago in Navardic? But for Aruch HaShulchan, he screams about this behavior that people did then, that they ate so much without washing. And they consider it that, oh, it's not a kviya suda. They eat plenty of sudas, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Va'ochlem b'lona tila shadayim b'lo amotzi b'rechaz amazon l'lo b'rechaz mezonos l'lo b'sof alamichya va'ochlem harbe ma'od me'agluskos u'michala ha'afu yal shemen shekoren boimel chala ve'in shum safek b'zeh. There's no safek shetzvichan lito yadayim u'motzi b'rechaz amazon. So it's not an issue. Sometimes people eat more at a shmorgasbord than they eat at a meal. Va'afilu im yizaru shalechol harbe me'apas. Even if you don't eat so much bread, it doesn't matter. And therefore, he says, you have to make sure. It's not like you're sitting down. So, says the Aruch HaShulchan, I think you have to wash. Very strong. That the says the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, but in any case, that's issue number one. If somebody eats the amount of pasa baba kisnin that people normally eat as a kviya suda, or even only the amount with other foods, one would have to wash. So the question is now the ikar question of what is pasa baba kisnin. What is it that if I eat so much of? So, very famously, three shittas in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel, the Aruch, is quoted, it's some type of dough filled with honey, sugar, spices, some type of sweetened, this dough, this regular dough, but inside of it or on top of it, there are other items. Right, well, we might call a pie. A pie has on the bottom, you have the pie crust, and you have what's on top of it. Or maybe pizza. A pizza. You have dough, and then on top, if you put it inside of it or on top of it, and you have sauce and cheese and other condiments or toppings. So maybe that's number one. Number two, the machlokas, the second sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam says the dough itself is mixed with sweeteners. Not a regular dough where you put sweetening inside of it or on top of it, but the dough itself. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Brachas, where he talks all about issues of types of bread, Isa Shenefes Bakarka. He talks about types of dough that are made in the karka that the Arabs make. V'chein Isa Shelosha Bidvash O Bishemen O Bachalav. A dough that's kneaded with honey, oil, or milk. O she'irev ba mine tavlin, or I put spices in it. V'afila v'afila. Vehi nikreis pas haba b'kisnin. It's in the pocket. It's in the dough. Af apishu pas. There's that Rambam, like the Beis Yosef said. Even though it is pas for many other areas of halacha. For hilchas brachas, mavarech alei b'rei minei mezonos. Vim kava sudasu alei, mavarech hamotzi. Again, if you have it as a meal, you have to make hamotzi. But that's the Rambam shita. So that would be any type of, you know, if it's a baked cake. Some type of cake, right? Yeah, in the dough you put sweeteners. The Rama writes in Kuf Samaches, only if you put enough sweeteners to have the taste nikar that you put in the sweeteners. If it's a dough that tastes like regular challah dough, but you just happen to have used sweeteners or may peros, that doesn't count for pas baba kistin. That's pas. That's an important rama right here in kuf samaches sif zayin. Even the Shulchan Aruch says this. V'hushayia tam hataarobes hamei peros otavlin nikar beisa. As long as it's nikar in the isa, that is the what the Shulchan Aruch says on taf. Top and the Mishnah Berurah says Beis Halisha. I know afilu haya rov mimayim. Kivim shirav gamkim yaminim ha'elu. Even if most of it's water, but if it's you can still taste the sweetener, so then it is going to be a pasaba bekisnin. This is why, because of this shita. Before you say the third, this is why many poskim say the idea of a mizonos roll is a misconception and a fallacy. Because the Ramah paskins, this type of pasaba bekisnin is only pasaba bekisnin if you can taste the difference. If you can taste the difference, if a roll tastes like a regular roll, and I can't taste the difference if I'm not an expert baker, so then it would not be considered pas al bakis. It would just be considered pas. Rabbi Forrest writes about this in his Sefer on Brachos. It has become a widely spread practice to eat so-called mizonos bread in the place of actual bread. The reason for the popularity is nothing more than convenience. In today's busy society, people have difficulty finding the time to wash, they steal their diamond, reciting Berachas HaMazon, etc. Says Rabbi Forrest, after he goes through, the mizonos bread, however, has no noticeable taste of apple juice. Indeed, if it were to taste like apples, it would not be used as bread. V'chulu. And then he says, he continues and says that it is the term mizonos bread is self-contradictory. Mizonos bread is normally used for sandwiches, a salami sandwich, a frank on a roll, or a falafel pita. V'chulu. And he continues that it is wrong, and there's no such thing. And this is what many poskim say, that there's no such thing. Rav Shechter, Rabbi Willig, also poskim, there's no such thing as mizonos bread. Rav Asher Weiss, in Chelek Beis, he has a couple of tshuvas about this. He is matzdik the minhag. He is matzdik the minhag. He says, in many of the cases, he says, in a case where it's used for, in place, really, of bread, and you're having a real meal and using it for bread, so then... You know, then lachar you have to wash because you're being kovei asuda. But often, let's say somebody's at a kiddush and they're just not having their meal. They're just they're eating some things, but they don't have kavana to have their meal. So that's why dafka people use mizonos breads because dafka they don't want to be kovei asuda, and therefore maybe that's the whole purpose of why they use it. It says chelek beis simin chav beis. He says he defends the minhag again. He says. Just find the line. Lachmaniot mizonos. He says, I know many say that this is totally wrong. And I think, no, I defend the minhag. Because they're dafka made for situations where people aren't koveya. Ve'nochel mosam ela b'makam she'ein rotzim l'kvo asuda. V'rabim mishtabshim lachshov. D'kosha ochlem kitaklev v'suda sudahu. V'toz hizu. D'masha ochlem kasher ein rotzim l'kvo asuda. Hefa gomer misudas kavua. So he says, if you had a fancy wedding, are they ever going to give you mizonos breads? Are they ever going to give you mizonos rolls? By a real wedding, by a real meal, by a real suda mitzvah, they're not going to give you mizonos rolls. Because those aren't eaten for kviya suda. V'lo no'agim la'gish lachmaniyot ela be'eru'im shebahem b'nei adam nechlasim v'yotzim. V'enem eskavrim l'shalos el azban mu'a. We're only there for a little bit. Kabolo kach polto. V'chotfim v'ochlim v'atzim ratzim l'darkam. Kagom bar mitzvah v'mesivas erisin. So there, in those types of situations, one would be able to make a mizonos. Again, but if somebody, let's say he says at the end, often it's on an airplane. That's where they give mizonos rolls. What about an airplane? So there you are, kovei asuda. They're doing it because they don't want to have the whole plane, waiting at the sink in order to use the netilas yadayim. That's a little trickier because there it's pure convenience. You are being kovei asuda, and there probably it's more correct to assume that it is hamotzi and wash a bench for that. But anyway, that's number two. Number two, possible kisses. Number one, the dough that's filled in the middle with spices and the like. Number two is the this type of cake, we might call it, the dough kneaded with the sweeteners. And number three is Rav Haigon, thin and brittle dough, which we would call crackers. The Shulchan Aruch quotes all three opinions. All three opinions, we assume, could be pasal b'kistin. Kuf, samaches, if zayin. All three are pasal b'kistin. Yesh b'farshim, yesh b'farshim, yesh b'farshim. Balacha k'divrei kulam. Shelakol elu advarim no sin lam dinim shamarim pasal b'kistin. All these have the status of pasal b'kistin. So the question is, what bracha does one make on these items in certain situations? There's one other halacha that we have to do. The Shulchan Aruch says, in the next couple of seifim later. Sif Yud Zayin, a type of dough that has meat and fish in it. Pashtida, hane'efe betaner babasar bedagam obagvina. A pashtida that's baked with meat, fish, cheese, sounds like pasva bakistan. Sounds like one of those. But the Shulchan Aruch says, hamotzi berachas hamazon. So, what's the pshat? Why isn't this one of the examples of the pasva bakistan? Why? Because these are, the Mishnah Berurah and others quote, these are bread. These are not, these are a meal food. These aren't snack foods. If you have this item that's made with dough and meat, that's not a snack. People eat that as a meal. So if you have a meal food, even though it looks like pasta baba kisnin, you're going to make hamotzi on it. Mashenkin pashtida shememula babasar derech lachem l'ra'avon kedei lisboa. That's made as a main course. V'avikimoshar pasu basar kishochal ke'echad, and therefore one would wash and bench on that. So that's a crucial Shulchan Aruch as we now talk about a couple of lamaisa cases. Let's talk about three or four cases. Number one, matzah. About matzah. Right, matzah sounds like number three. That's why Svardim make mizonos on matzah. In most cases, Ravadia writes about this and Yechaveh Das make a mizonos because that's like a cracker. That's like day number three in the Shulchan Aruch that it's brittle and the like. The difference is Rav Asher Weiss writes in that same Shuvah and the Tzitz Eliezer writes, no, but Ashkenazim make hamotzi. Why? Because we don't eat matzah as a snack. We eat matzah as a meal. It's a meal food. And if it's a meal food, so then we don't... And once it's generally a meal food, then even if I would eat it as a snack, but if it's in that last Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Zayin, it's not a cracker that I'm being Kovei Asuda on. Then it makes a difference. If I'm being Kovei Asuda, then I would wash, and if I wouldn't be Kovei Asuda, I'd make a mizonos. But if it's defined as a meal food, so then what would make hamotzi no matter what? Just like if I had a little piece of bread on the run, I would also have to wash and bench. Number one. Number two, cookies and cakes. So pashtus, this... seems like, right? Pasul Bakistan is number two. And according to that, if I'm Koveya Su'uda on enough cake or cookies or Ragalach, then you'd have to wash. So again, Rav Asher Weiss there, and it's very Mistaver, that many say, nobody ever has a meal of Ragalach. That's not what you're Koveya Su'uda on. If somebody has 15 Ragalach, so they're having that instead of their meal. That's not a meal. Right? Anything that parents would tell their children, you can't eat that for lunch. So then, l'chora, that's not a meal. He didn't say that. I'm adding that. But again, that's ragalach. Even if you have 20 ragalach, it's very hard to say that that is a kfiya su'uda. That's instead of your su'uda. But it's not a kfiya su'uda, and therefore, one would never make a meal. If somebody has five bowls of Cheerios, right, or the like, anything. Again, it's baked. If something is deep fried, then we're not talking about that. That's not pas, donuts, and the like. But if somebody has cakes and cookies, a lot of them, so l'chor he paskins that one would never make hamotzi on those. So what about pizza? That's the shaila, the big question. Most poskim, bizman hazeh, most poskim that write about this say that pizza, nowadays at least, there is a shmua of Rav Moshe in the days of old, one slice versus two slices was more than two slices, but again, maybe that might have been when pizza had certain eating habits. But most poskim say today, pizza, people eat as a meal. They go out to pizza for lunch. That is considered a meal. That's not cookies. That people go out to pizza for lunch, for dinner, so therefore, Rebelsky and Rav Schechter and Rabbi Willig writes in his Am Mordechai that Bizman Hazeh, pizza is bread. It's not pasta babakistan, even though it sounds like number one, pasta babakistan. Balafize, the Am Mordechai, Bim Komenu Yeshavar Hamotzi al pizza, the row pizza nechal ki ikir suda, klavar shumach, habachal haikario yechidisha mazbia, venu nachal bain shte aruchot, kemosha haya nahug. Maybe earlier. It used to be a snack food, but now it's a meal food, so it's like that Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Zayin, where one would have to wash and bench on it. Again, B'Shem Rav Moshe, you say there's a Misora about it, depends how much pizza, so Lachar, he did not consider it a meal food. And again, the Menachas Asher here defends the practice. Not sure what would you say, L'Chadchila, but he has pages where he defends the practice of people who make mizonos on pizza, finds Makomos L'Hakel, if you're eating it on the run. If you're eating it as a meal, so then that's pasta bakistan that you could be a sudan that you'd have to wash. But if you're eating it on the run, so he finds makomos lahakel to assume that it would be where it might be mizonos. But either way, these are some of the issues that come up with pasta bakistan, crackers, cookies, cakes. Again, there's other issues. If it's a very runny batter, what about pancakes? you know, pashtus also that that's not included in a regular kitzes pasul b'kistin, even if you eat many pancakes according to many poskim. But again, you have to think about whether people are koveya su'uda on it as a meal or not. Okay, we'll stop here.